G'day, Richard. How you doing, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Dave Moore. How are you?
I'm very well. Here again on the Maturity Podcast.
Yeah.
Maturity Podcasts, helping leaders don't feel like they have no idea what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. It's just that, like, everyday stuff of growth group leading.
We're not trying nothing to be spectacular.
Nothing just, spectacular, nothing too deep.
Trying not to look as inadequate as you feel.
Yeah, it's just another modality of training. In the suite of training, hopefully our leaders are receiving, and yes. Anyone beyond Under Bible Church, if it's of benefit, that's great.
That's great. Now, we've been over the last couple of weeks talking about how to have those loving pastoral conversations, particular conversations with people in your group when an issue comes up. You think this is more than just the regular catch up. I'm going to jump into this issue, and so this is our last week of looking at this, is it?
No, there's another one.
Oh. Okay.
There are.
I was getting excited.
There's always, whenever you come up with a list, there's always one more thing.
There's always one more thing.
So this is the step-by-step sort of how to have this pastoral conversation. You can add your other stuff in, but there's some basics that I think is helpful. First step is listen and ask questions, draw them out, get the big picture. Next step is Bible, open the Bible in some way. Third step, which we did last week, was make a plan. Think of something to do. Actually respond to this situation. Make some changes. Not just about feeling emotional. It's about making a plan. They do things, you do things. Something happens. And the fourth step is follow-up. And this is not a big one, but it's important. And if it doesn't happen...
What happens if we don't create some... Well, is it about creating a follow-up plan or is it about taking those steps or a little bit of both?
Oh, yeah, a little bit of both. So the sort of the feeling like after you have this great meeting is that potentially you're so great and it's been so excellent and everything's going to turn around for now.
Yeah.
And you can assume that people will just change simply without any further encouragement.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. The reality is that change is difficult and requires sort of help, support, something over time.
Yeah, so you can imagine the very best case scenario. You've sat down with this person, you've kind of raised this issue, you've listened, you've opened the Bible, you've worked out a plan of what action is going to happen now in terms of what they're going to do, that sort of thing. And then what happens then? So like in that meeting, you could end it there. And just go, great, we've got a plan of action of what you're going to do, what repentance might look like, or what this change is going to look like for you, and that type of thing. Do you say anything about follow-up then?
Yeah, I think so. So the sort of follow-up can be different kinds of things, but it is always healthy to flag to that person that you would like to follow up in some way.
Yeah.
And I've heard there's a whole spectrum of different follow-up things.
Yeah.
So if the conversation's been really emotional and difficult, what I've heard some people do is say, now this has been pretty intense, so I'm going to give you a call tomorrow just to check in, see how you are.
Yeah.
That seems pretty wise to me.
Yeah, it's an important step for some conversations that if something has taken someone by surprise, maybe, something that they weren't expecting, you've raised something that they hadn't really thought through before and are surprised by, or if you're communicating a decision you've made that, again, they might not be happy about or something like that, you'd say, because of this, I think the best thing for us to do is this, that type of thing. That initial, hey, let's catch up really soon. Let's just have a quick phone conversation really soon. That's really helpful because it means it sets up the relationship to keep going. So particularly if there's going to be some relational tension, the quick follow-up says, look, let's not leave this unsaid.
Yeah.
Let's tomorrow, let me chat to you. Hey, how are you doing? Any more thoughts about it? Because a lot of people, they won't think on the spot and they'll do all this thinking and stewing. And if they don't get a release, a way to actually talk that through, that can turn sour. It can start to rot. That type of thing. So it just provides another opportunity to catch up and say, oh, is there anything else? Just want to, it helps you re-clarify what the discussion was about. No, we weren't talking about that. We're talking about this and that type of thing.
It sort of signals that there's awkwardness here, but that's not going to be the end of our relationship.
Yeah.
You're kind of saying, well, it's awkward, but I'm going to keep relating to you. Yeah. We're going to have this Christian relationship,
yeah.
or a pastor, growth group leader, growth group member relationship, and I'm fine. I'm not going to back away. We're in this sort of long term.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I think that's the quick let me call you tomorrow is particularly for the highly emotional, where there's some relational awkwardness residing there.
Yeah. Thankfully, I don't know if I've had to do that one. But
all right. Okay. Yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah. could come anytime. But that's wise. And then you've got the other one of another low key one is just like, well, I'll see you this Sunday.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be a few days away.
Yeah.
You're encouraging them to be at church. You'll be at church. Mm. You might write in your diary, just look out for them at church. Mm. Check in with them there. That's pretty good. And that's a simple sort of low key. Here's when I'll see you again.
Mm.
What's another one?
Another one could be, hey, can I call you in a week?
Yes.
Just to check on how you're doing.
That's right. Yes. Can I ask you in a week, have you deleted those files?
Mm.
Or have you started that conversation?
Yeah,
I think that's because that says to the person you actually care enough that, and you expect some change, and you're going to actually check in on change, and that just provides another motivator for them to make those steps of change.
Yeah,
knowing that someone's going to ask me in a week.
Yeah, because again, thinking quite a lot of these issues, they're really good issues to raise with people, and people are going to be really thankful about it. And so when they feel like they have a plan, and knowing that someone's going to help them pursue their plan is really good. But I think it is really important to, in that meeting you have with them, to flag in some way, hey, I don't want this to be the end of this conversation.
Yeah.
In some way, let's keep this as an open door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another kind of follow-up might be the two-month sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a big chat. Someone's got to talk with their spouse, maybe make some long-term changes, lots of wisdom, ask other people. And that you're not expecting a rapid thing there.
Mm.
You're saying a couple of months, I'd like to check in how you're going with this thing, this decision.
Yeah.
And again, to be organized, that should go in your diary.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one that I'll use a lot, that I'll say, so we'll have a huge discussion about this thing. And I'll say, cool, let me catch up with you about this in a few months.
Mm.
And one of the key things with that one is the next time I see them at church, I go and have a conversation with them, not about that.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Well, so what that does is that communicates that my relationship with you is not based solely around this issue.
Mm.
That we can actually relate not talking about this issue.
Yeah.
And then when I raise it again, oh, hey, how long about the issue we're talking about? How's that going?
Yeah.
It shows them that that's not the only lens that I see them through.
Mm.
Because one of the things that can happen is that when you raise something with someone, if it's personal and kind of close to the bone, one of the difficult things is they can, next time they see you, you see this shock in their eyes about, oh, there's Richard. We had that big discussion about that thing that, oh, that was, they think that's the first thing, but they only, there's a chance that they will only see you through that lens.
This is the only thing we talk about, the only grounds for our relationship.
Yeah. Because it was so big for them, it was so huge.
Yeah.
And you need to communicate to them by going through talking about other stuff. Going, no, I still love you as a brother. We still relate. We can talk about other stuff. Like, this conversation has not coloured my opinion of you, has not changed my love for you and the way I talk to you, that type of thing. And I think it's actually those subsidiary conversations that has meant the follow-up conversation has gone really well.
Yeah, I can see why that would be. Another follow-up, it's not so much a follow-up, but I would often say, now if you have any questions, ask me, make sure they got my contact details. If you want to clarify something, just give that open door. Do you do something similar?
Yeah, if I remember. I keep forgetting to do that. So I think very well on my feet, and I assume everyone else does as well.
Mm.
But I've learned over time that I'll go away from a conversation and people will have issues, and I need to make them feel like the conversation is still open. They can raise those questions and concerns with me. And so adding that in and saying, oh, look, you might think of things over the next few days or weeks that you think actually be helpful in this. You might not be thinking of them right now, and that's completely okay.
Mm.
And I'd love to if you to tell me those things as well.
Yeah.
I'd love to, if you've got other questions or concerns. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Cool.
So I think it's a pretty simple step.
Yeah.
But very helpful.
Mm.
Does require a bit of organization, putting in the diary.
Yeah.
But if you're doing that, yeah, it's a good sign that you're not just enjoying intense emotional conversations.
No.
Because if you just enjoy intense emotional conversations, your heart's not in it to put the diary and the follow-up thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You are helping a person change under God's control with prayer and so on.
Yeah, that's right. So this isn't the last week.
No, we've got one more.
What is it?
Oh,
you're going to surprise us.
Keep you in suspense.
Oh, Donald Trump. See you, Richard.
See ya.